you're with Bruce Argyle for our very first Community Conversations program here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1 for 2020, the year of vision. My very special guest here in the studio this morning is Megan Buntine. Megan works with not-for-profit organisations, community groups, and does a whole lot of amazing stuff. And we're going to talk about that in a moment. But we're going to... Well, hey, isn't it interesting how word language comes and goes? And sometimes words that were used, you know, even a couple of years ago are no longer in vogue, or things that were talked about. There's all these new social media words, aren't there, that have come in, and these abbreviations, you know, LOL and all sorts of things, that 10 years ago people would have thought, what the hell is that? And so on. And so this morning we're going to talk about one of those very strange words that, well, I looked at the graph, Megan, and fiduciary is a word that has not been used as much over the last 50 years. And I suspect, because I looked it up myself, because I actually thought I better have the definition right. But the word fiduciary actually comes from the Latin. Here, I'm going to impress you, Megan. It comes from the Latin fidere, F-I-D-E-R-E, which means to trust. Fidere, to trust. And fiduciary was inspiring trust way back there in Latin times. Listeners, if you speak Latin, well, there you go. I've just impressed you. Fiduciary, Megan, yeah. What an unusual word. Why would we be talking about fiduciary?
Well, it's an interesting concept, isn't it? It's something that when I do governance training with community organisations, and in fact, you talk about word usage. If you think back 20, 30 years ago, the term corporate governance really wasn't bandied around that much either. Whereas if you Google governance these days, you'll come up with millions of results. But back to the fiduciary thing, it's one of the first things that I talk about with groups when I do the governance training is, you know, what is your fiduciary duty? As a someone who sits on a committee or a board, you have a fiduciary duty. What does that mean? And a lot of people look at me blankly, and I find probably 95% of people have not heard the word before.
Just to interrupt you, Megan, so if you're Googling it right now, it's spelled F-I-D-U-C-I-A-R-Y, fiduciary.
Yeah.
Sorry, keep going. Yes.
So it's a key part of our duty as a committee member or a board member or a director of a company is our fiduciary duty. So what does that mean? Mm. Fundamentally, it means that as a person who's on a board or a committee or any other governing body, your responsibility in that context is to that organisation first and foremost. So everything you do, every decision that you make, every action you take on behalf of that organisation has to come back to being in the best interest of that organisation. Mm. And I think that, you know, when we think about that for a while, and, you know, if I really hammer that down to people when I'm talking to them about governance, it can change the way you think about how you act as a committee member or as a board member. If you have that as your lens that you look through in everything that you do, it really gives you some good grounding to how you make your decisions on behalf of your organisation. So at the end of the day, it's not about, okay, well, what's in my best interest or the best interest of family members or friends or whoever. It's about really coming back every time to, is this decision in the best interest of the organisation, first and foremost.
Mm. I was recently thinking about that, Megan, because my last year I lost both my mum and my dad, and so my brother and my sister are trustees for our, you know, for their estate, and so in a way they have a fiduciary duty for the rest of the family to sort all of that out.
Yeah, you know?
So they're
acting in the best interest of the whole family.
The whole family, isn't it? Is that an example?
Yeah, I think that is a good example, yeah.
Hmm. So when I looked it up, it said that if you're acting in a fiduciary way, if you're being responsible, that you're acting in the best interests of the members of the group, of the organisation, or even the shareholders, that the group are managing and representing.
Indeed.
I'm sure that's exactly what you just said.
Yep. I'll give you an example. Just yesterday, somebody came to me from an organisation that I support saying that one of their committee members had put it to the committee that the cleaner of their facility got an end of year $100 bonus.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Now the cleaner is that person's son.
Okay,
and there's a clear example of it's that conflict of interest stuff sort of yes. comes into it too, doesn't it? And that's the thing: fiduciary duty is underpinned by all those different things like conflict of interest and acting in good faith, et cetera, et cetera. But making sure that what you do is in the best interest of the organisation. So was it in that organisation's interest to give that guy a bonus, or was that person putting that her son forward effectively?
So it might have been a good thing to actually... it might have been a good thing to give the $100 bonus, but what should the committee member have done in that instance?
Look, I think it shouldn't have come from that person. It should have come from somebody else mm-hmm. to suggest that. Yeah, it's yeah. about making sure that you're really clear in what you do and you're doing it for the best interests of the organisation.
Yeah.
Another... recent example was somebody came to me. They were doing some renewal on their board and doing some recruitment, and one of their existing board members her term had come up for renewal, and so she'd reapplied. But in the scheme of things, in the pool of everyone who had applied, she wasn't necessarily the best candidate.
Mm.
So there was other people there who would have brought more to the board. So, you know, it puts you in an awkward position then. How do you make that decision?
Yeah.
What's at the end of the day is in the best interest of the organisation, and that's the decision you've got to make. And sometimes it can be tricky.
It can be very tricky. We're going to come back and talk more about fiduciary responsibilities. My very special guest is Megan Buntine, and we're talking about the importance of fiduciary care, fiduciary responsibility for organisations, being able to put the needs of the organisation above our own. Thanks for joining us this morning for Community Conversations. My special guest is Megan Buntine, and we're talking about that big word, fiduciary. And if you've just joined us, Megan, we better restate what we mean by fiduciary responsibility.
Sure. So it's really being mindful in everything you do on behalf of the organisation that you represent that you're doing it in the best interest of the organisation. And look, that sounds like a no-brainer, and I think most people do that, but sometimes either knowingly or unwittingly we can make decisions that perhaps aren't putting the organisation first and foremost. They might be thinking about our needs or the needs of somebody else, family, friends, whoever. But we need to put that to one side and make sure that our decision-making and our actions are primarily for the benefit of the organisation.
So in a way, you're putting other people's interests or the interests of the organisation above your own.
Indeed, yes, for sure. And that can be tricky sometimes. An example that I've seen recently where an organisation was providing a particular sort of service that the board sort of said, well, hang on, I don't think this is actually our core business. Why mm-hmm, are we in mm-hmm. fact doing this? We've sort of inherited this through a service that we took on and we need to make some tough decisions here. And whilst, as a representative on the board, you might use that service or you might have friends or family who use that service, you've got to put that to one side. And yes, it might actually be disadvantaging yourself or your friends or your family, but what is really in the best interest of the organisation going forward.
Mm. I know those listeners, and I better state my own conflict of interest, who are involved in community banking, in a way have a fiduciary responsibility to the shareholders, the local shareholders,
yeah.
don't they, Megan?
Yep.
So,
yep.
yeah, that would be another example. And there's lots and lots of examples, aren't there?
Mm.
So fiduciary is obviously fiduciary care, fiduciary responsibility is obviously really important. It in a way means that people have to be objective and put aside any of their own agendas in a way, Megan,
Certainly. About acting with faith and trust, good faith and trust for the organisation and the people you represent. Because at the end of the day, if you're part of a committee or a board, you're there to represent the members that effectively own that organisation if it's a not-for-profit, or the shareholders own that organisation if it's a for-profit company. So making sure that you're acting in the best interest of that company.
Mm. So let's, at risk of getting my wrist slapped, let's talk about Yarra Valley FM, for example. Now, so we've got a committee that's been elected at the AGM last year. Darren is our president, Jeff is our treasurer, Mark's our vice president, etc. This group, they have responsibility for the whole of the station and the way it works as a not-for-profit organisation. So they have fiduciary responsibilities then.
Absolutely.
To represent the members, yes?
Absolutely. So the deliberations that they would make and the decisions that they take at their committee meetings have to be what's going to be best for the organisation in the long run.
Right. Which would include then, Megan, that would include media, it would include financial sustainability, you know.
All those sorts of things, yeah.
Yeah, so what is actually the best for the station, for the community radio going forward?
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, it might be that you have to make some tough decisions about, you know, cutting certain programs that are not necessarily, I guess in the radio example, this is probably not a good example, but I'm just thinking about, you know, you might have to cut programs in your other not-for-profits mm-hmm. that are not necessarily profitable or that are not getting the attendance or whatever the case may be. So making some of those tough decisions about what's in the best interest of the organisation, what's going to make the organisation stronger and more sustainable. So at the end of the day, it's there to provide the services and supports and things that add value to the broader community in the long term. And it doesn't just fall over and cease to exist.
Yes, yes. So the word fiduciary is certainly not one that rolls easily off my tongue. It's not in common usage. And yet when you talk about it, when you break it down, it's actually quite common sense.
It is, yeah. Look, I think everybody understands the principles that sit behind it. You might not have heard the word before. A lot of people don't. I always say to my groups, you know, who's heard this term before? And it's rare that I've got somebody who puts their hand up. But, you know, as I sort of say, when we unpack it, you understand what the principles are that sit behind it. It's all those things like, you know, conflicts of interest, dealing with them appropriately, acting in good faith,
being
honest, yeah, duty of care, all those sorts of things, you know, not using information or position inappropriately, and so on.
Mm. Now, Megan, I happen to know that you are currently doing the AICD, that's the Australian Institute of Company Directors course, their training, special training course, their extended course for directors.
Yes.
Do they talk about things fiduciary and
yeah,
part of that?
Indeed. And it's been interesting because I think that's why it's really come up for me as a topic over recent months, as much as I've been talking to community organisations about it for a long, long time, spending that time really analysing it and studying it has just really brought it back home to me that how important it is and how much we need to just remind people of that, because I think oftentimes people get a bit caught up in other things. I was talking to somebody just the other day who's part of an organisation that looks after a showgrounds,
mm-hmm.
And that person was the business that they have privately is something that the showgrounds would contract somebody
right.
for. So that person saw it as an opportunity for them to be able to get some business. And it's like, no, hang on, you need to actually go through a process here. Yeah, it's okay for you to tender for it, but
yes.
it has to
be. It doesn't preclude them, though,
no,
does it?
No, it doesn't, of course. But you have to go through a transparent process where it's put out to the market. People are able to quote, you know, there's some sort of selection process. You're not part of that selection process. And if at the end of the day you're deemed to be the best person for the job, great. But, you know, be really clear and transparent about how that happens.
Mm. So when it goes horribly wrong, Megan, we're talking about we're talking about favoritism, we're talking about fraud, we're talking about
all
bad behaviour.
I think, you know, it's when I talk to community organisations about these sorts of things, it's rare that I don't get somebody tell me a horror story about a group that they've been part of that, you know, the treasurer's had a one-way ticket out of the country and taken the contents of the bank account with them, for example.
Yes.
You know, everything from one extreme to the other. I had one, I was down in Tassie last year working with the Tassie Men's Shed Association. One of the sessions I ran down there, one of the participants said to me exactly that years and years and years ago he was involved in a major fundraising effort. I think it was to build a hospital or something.
Yep.
Anyway, it was pretty significant. And this is over in WA. And at the end of the day, the president and the secretary both left their partners and left the country with the contents of the bank account. And it was hundreds of thousands of dollars back then. So, you know, this stuff happens. So
yes.
making sure that we can, I guess, protect our organisations yep. from people who don't take that fiduciary responsibility on board.
Mm. With Bruce Argyll here on Community Conversations, and wonderful to have your company. If you are listening for the first time, if you're one of the new subscribers, the new supporters to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, thank you for your support and your interest, and we look forward to 2020, the year of vision, a little pun intended there. And Hope it's a great year for you. I wonder what plans you've got. I wonder what your New Year resolutions were, what you've got lined up for this year, whether that is joining a new group, whether it's some travel somewhere, whether it's spending more time with particular members of the family or something like that, or giving something up or starting something. There's lots of New Year resolutions out there, I know, at the moment. And I know there's some people out there that'll be listening this morning that would love to join Toastmasters. You know that, Megan? You're involved in Toastmasters.
Yeah, it's great. I was really amazed when I joined about 18 months ago. It was something that I'd sort of thought about for a long, long time, and just the opportunity hadn't come along. And then I sort of met a few guys around Healesville who were part of it, and they invited me to come along and participate. And I love it. It's great. It's great fun. Yeah.
It's really a safe environment for people to learn how to speak confidently, to learn how to get timing right and things like that, and to be, what shall we say, critiqued and in a very supportive environment.
Yeah, that's the thing that I find is really valuable is the critiquing. So you're getting immediate feedback from your peers about how you've delivered your presentation or your speech or whatever, just tips for improvement. And I mean, for me, who does that for a living, you know, I'm often standing in front of people presenting. It's great to get those continual tips along the way as to how you can shape things a bit differently, do things a bit better. Mm. I know there's been occasions when you've come along to my governance training sessions and during the break you've sort of tapped me on the shoulder and gone, oh, what about this? And so those little tips, that's just gold for someone like
me. And sometimes we do things, we have particular mannerisms or ways of talking that are perhaps less helpful than...
Yeah, you know, it can be really distracting and you don't realise you're doing it.
And we can go, you know, 10 times. And I know, without mentioning names, I know a colleague, she wouldn't mind me saying this, I won't mention her name, but the first speech that she gave when she came to Toastmasters, she had 42 ums in this, in this 3 minutes, you know. Yeah. And now she is just the most amazing and you'd be really struggling to hear a single or in anything that she says.
You know? Fantastic.
Yeah, that's just after a short period. So if you're out there this morning listening to us, if you've thought about Toastmasters and you've never joined, we'd love to see you. Healesville Toastmasters meets on the first and third Monday of the month in Green Street in Healesville. It's not expensive to join. We're a not-for-profit organisation, a small group, and we would love to hear from you. Just go on to the Toastmasters website at Healesville or talk to me or Megan or Cora or one of the people around that are involved. That'd be fantastic. We'd love to hear from you. But Megan, we're talking more generally this morning about fiduciary responsibilities. And if anyone's just joined us, fiduciary as in acting in the best interests of the organisation that you are involved with. And Megan, I reckon we could tell a couple of stories. You mentioned one before our last song of where fiduciary care hasn't happened and things have unravelled badly.
Oh, absolutely. You see it on the front page of the paper all the time, don't you?
Sadly,
you
know, yes.
There's some major corporate blunder has taken place, and clearly if you unpack it, it comes down to the fact that people have not acted in the best interests of the organisation first and foremost. They've acted in their own interests.
So you're doing the training with the AICD, the Australian Institute of Company Directors. What have you learned in that course? I know it's a long course,
wow,
Megan. What have you learned about this?
It's a huge course. So just really just, I guess fiduciary duty has always been something that's been on my mind that I've tried to talk to other people about, but it's just really, I guess, solidified my thoughts around what it is, why it's so important, and the importance, I guess, of conveying that to others. Because I think that, people don't necessarily think that way, or they're it's there in the periphery, but it's not necessarily their main focus. So if you can bring it into the forefront and be really conscious of making sure that you're aware of your fiduciary duties as a director or as a committee member, as a board member, that you're making sure everything you do, as I said, Tom, I'm sounding like a broken record, but, you know, it's about making sure that everything you do is in the best interest of the organisation, first, last and in between.
The members, whatever that organisation looks like. Yeah. So, and that is a hard one, isn't it? Because we do all have conflicts of interest in life, don't we?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's rare that I would talk to anyone on, particularly when I talk to people in rural and regional areas, because we all wear so many different hats in our communities. that we don't have some sort of a conflict interest come up, but it's about recognising it and putting it on the table. And once you've recognised it, then you can start to do something about it.
Mm. Yeah. All right. So where to from here? If there's a group, if there's a person listening this morning and they're feeling, oh yeah, we need to do a bit more about this with our group.
Yeah, well, you talked about Toastmasters just before. Through Toastmasters last year, I think it was, we got a grant to be able to work with community-based organisations around the Healesville and surrounds area. So we still have some, I think we have 3 sessions left that we can run with community organisations to talk to them about these sorts of ideas.
And that's free of charge.
Yeah, maybe. Free of charge. All they have to do is provide a venue and some tea and coffee and maybe a chalky biscuit or something like that. So it's gives them the opportunity to have the conversation about not just fiduciary duty, but a whole range of things around good governance practice, you know, things around strategy, around risk, around sustainability, those sorts of things.
Legal responsibilities, all that.
Yeah, yep. Compliance.
And that's a 3-hour,
it's a 3-hour session, and I can run that during the day or in the evening, whatever suits your community group or your not-for-profit.
So there's a wonderful offer.
If you're interested in that, it's, say it again, free of charge. just get in touch with me through the website, and I'd be more than happy to have a chat with you about the opportunity there.
And big thank you to the Foundation for Rural and Regional Renewal for their support of that.
Yeah.
Now, as well as that, I can go on your website. And your website, I better give it out because we haven't done that already, is www.mjbconsulting, all one word, .net.au. Megan, you've got lots and lots of free resources and go-tos and how-tos and all of that
sheets
on there.
I've got a blog on there where you can read about things like fiduciary duty and other things as well. there's plenty of resources there that people can access free of charge. Or there's also, I have a special offer for community organisations and not-for-profit of a free 1-hour phone consultation. So if that's of value to anybody, let me know and we can have a chat and just sort of talk about what your issues might be and some ideas to help you move forward on those or whatever makes sense for you.
Fantastic. So there you go. It is a new year. It is 2020. And depending on who you listen to, it's the start of a new decade or not. Let's hope it's a great year for you and for your organisation. I know many of you listening this morning are involved, as Megan has said, in lots of different groups, more than one, and good on you. And it's important with these groups that we take our responsibilities seriously, whether we are the president, the treasurer, the member on the executive, the committee person, the volunteer coordinator, whatever that looks like. And we're almost out of time here on Community Conversations for our very first program for 2020. I'll be overseas next week, so back for February, and look forward to your company throughout the year. If you haven't been on our program or your group hasn't been, we'd love to hear from you. I want to say a big thank you to Megan for coming in again this morning, Megan.
Thank you for having me. It's been lovely to chat.
Yes, even this tricky word fiduciary, and we've learned a bit this morning. I think we have.
Yeah, and hopefully that's resonated with some people out there too to think about that and really use that as your lens for the decisions that you make for your organisation.
Yes, because many organisations will be starting up in the next 2, 3, 4 weeks.
Yeah, everyone's sort of waking up from their summer hibernation. Yes, back.
So go onto Megan's website, mjbconsulting.net.au. There's resources there. There's opportunities for free workshops that Megan's already spoken about. So we'd love to hear from you. And Megan, a final word as we sign off for today.
You put me on the spot.
That's all right.
I think just making sure that the things that you do are in the best interest of your organisation.
There you go.
First and foremost.
Thank you, guests. Thank you, listeners, and have a great week. Let's hope 2020 is a wonderful year for all of us.